Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th. Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Proceeded 3, 2, 1, ignition.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. While in the world,
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 while in the world.
Listening to Bongo in the Big Toot on KWOWFM. That was Never Let You Down by America's number one elevator music sensation, The Elevates.
You know, Mindy, I hear that the elevators at the DMV where we're headed towards have been playing some pretty great music lately.
Oh,
you're going to want to bear left right here.
Right where?
Mindy!
Oh, hold on!
Hey, Bongo, did you hear about the new art museum exhibition that just opened downtown?
Ooh, there's a new museum exhibition downtown? Oh, watch for those speed humps, Mindy.
What speed humps?
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's called Disgustival. And word on the street is that it's making everyone who visits blow their groceries.
Groceries? These guys crack me up.
How is this an exhibition at the art museum?
Yeah, my girl G-Force went over the weekend and tossed her cookies so hard they had to shut the place down to clean it up.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Did you hear that?
Wait, Grandma G-Force knows these guys? Oh, Mindy, watch out. There's a stop sign coming up right here.
Weird. Never seen one of those before.
Mindy, stop the ice cream truck.
What? Who?
Mindy, I...
Okay.
I heard it's like some kind of creepy haunted house, but based on science.
Did he say science?
Mindy, you're supposed to stop before the stop sign, not after. We're in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, we are. Hi, look, there's cars on every side of us.
Get out of the way.
Hello.
Yeah, some scientist dudes in England did a really grody experiment that had people retching and ralphing all over their lap.
Nasty.
Wait a minute, Mindy. I think I know the experiment they're talking about.
You do?
Yes, I read about it in the scientific journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B.
Oh.
Well, today is the last day of Disgustival, so you better get your batoots down to the art museum if you want to get your barf on before it closes. Tell them Bongo and the Big Toot sent you.
Will do, Bongo and the Big Toot.
And now for a quick check on the traffic with our eye in the sky.
Hey, Chuck! What's it look like out there?
Ah! Bongo! Big Toot! An ice cream truck just stopped in the middle of a four-way intersection, causing a traffic jam in all directions!
Ugh, traffic reports. Now, how do I get to the art museum?
But, Mindy, I thought we were going to the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV.
Guy Raz, I can get my driver's license anytime. But we've got to make it to the Disgustable before it closes forever.
Wait, that's why we were going to the DMV?
Uh-huh.
Mindy, have you been driving this ice cream truck without a license?
Are you sure you want to know the answer to that?
I thought we were going to the DMV so you could finally pay this stack of parking tickets.
Silly Guy Raz, those parking tickets are the tickets to get into the DMV.
That's not how it works, Mindy.
And, as you can see, I've got enough to give me admission for the rest of my life. Now, which way do I turn to get to the Disgustable?
Let me see. All right, you're going to want to turn left here.
Aye, aye, Captain.
No, Mindy, your other left.
Other left? Here we come. I am so glad we made it to the Disgustable before it closes forever.
Are you sure you really want to do this, Mindy?
Yes, of course I'm not sure I really want to do this, Guy Raz.
It's just that I read the study that this is based on, the one conducted by a couple of scientists from Nottingham Trent University in England and the University of California, Los Angeles, and...
Hello. Welcome to the Disgustable. May I see your tickets, please?
You know it. I got a whole stack of them right here. Look, this one is worth $100.
Oh, my.
Have you ever tried double parking an ice cream truck?
Well, no.
Not your parking tickets, Mindy.
Oh.
Right. I want to check your tickets to the museum exhibit, Disgustable.
Well, in that case, no.
Not to worry. If you don't have a ticket, you can just contribute something revolting to add to the collection inside.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, hang on. I'm sure I've got something disgusting in my adventure toolkit here.
Oh, goodness.
There we go.
Oh, whoa. What's that smell?
Indeed.
Let me see here. Use tissues. No. Leaky banana. Nope. Ah, here we go. Would you accept a 3-week-old room temperature mayonnaise sandwich wrapped in a diaper and covered in exploding ants with a used Band-Aid stuck to it by a piece of chewed gum with a little hairball on it?
Mindy!
Oh, it's exquisite.
What?
I knew it would come in handy someday. Glad I didn't throw that thing away.
Thank you so much for this contribution. Please, right this way.
Thank you.
Oh, and Bongo and the Big Toot sent us.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Of course.
Now, allow me to give you just a brief history of the Disgustable exhibition.
History? I love history.
Me too.
Me also as well. Now, the exhibition is about 2 weeks old and was inspired by the work of two scientists. One, Tom Kupfer, a psychological scientist.
That's a scientist who studies why people act the way they do.
I know what a psychological scientist is, Mindy.
And Daniel Fessler, an evolutionary anthropologist.
Psst, that's a scientist who studies how humans have evolved over time, both biologically and culturally.
I know what an evolutionary anthropologist is, Guy Raz.
Ahem.
Sorry.
Not to worry. Walk with me this way.
Finally. When do we get to the gross stuff?
In a minute. First, we go to the year 2017, where Dr. Kupfer was sharing his latest findings on trypophobia with some colleagues.
Oh, yeah. Guy Raz here has trypophobia. That's why he's always afraid to go on any adventure trips with me.
No. Trypophobia is not about vacation.
That's not true. I'm just afraid I'm not going to make it anywhere in one piece.
That is true. We skipped getting my driver's license today just to come to this.
Oh, goodness.
Have you ever tried operating an ice cream truck with only 3 wheels?
Huh? That's why the ride was so bumpy?
Yeah.
One, two, three. All eyes on me. Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. Now, trypophobia is the aversion to the sight of closely packed clusters of tiny holes or bumps, like what you'd find on this strawberry.
Ooh.
Or these foam bubbles.
Ooh.
Or this newly blossomed lotus pod.
Ugh.
Huh, oddly revolting.
Or how about the skin on my knees after kneeling on a bunch of frozen peas for too long? See?
Oh, my.
Ugh.
I'll go back to normal someday.
Anyway, now, as Dr. Kupfer was sharing his findings, that people who suffer from trypophobia when presented with pictures of, say, things such as this skin infection crawling with parasites.
Okay, that's enough for today.
No way, Guy Raz. We're just getting to the good stuff.
Well, when presented with these pictures, people with trypophobia will often feel the urge to itch or scratch their skin, sometimes to the extreme.
Just from looking at the pictures?
My skin is crawling just thinking about those pictures.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
I don't know if it was that funny.
No, not funny like... Just listen. During the photo presentation on his findings, one of Dr. Kupfer's research colleagues, who had been sitting in the front row, became so physically uncomfortable looking at the disgusting images, he began shouting at Dr. Kupfer to take the photos down.
Because the disgusting images in the photo presentation made that person want to scratch their brains out?
Yes, exactly.
Even though they were only photos? Are you sure there was nothing actually creeping and crawling on their skin?
No, there was nothing actually on their skin whatsoever.
Huh.
Wait a minute, Guy Raz. You know how sometimes you feel like you're gonna barf your brains out at just the sight of something gross? Like, hang on. Let me just get something out of my adventure toolkit here.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Okay, how does the sight of this 65-year-old potato make you feel, Guy Raz? It's a family heirloom.
Ugh, Mindy, I feel nauseous just looking at that old potato.
Right, and that feeling of nausea, like you're gonna barf, is part of what keeps you from eating it. That nauseous feeling is like your body's first line of defense when it comes to putting poisonous things into your body. That barf feeling is like your body's built-in bodyguard.
Aha! Well, that makes sense. Mindy, let me see your adventure toolkit for a sec. Let's see here. Okay, so... if I were to show you this, by the way, what is this in here?
Oh, that's my collection of live fleas, ticks, and deadhead lice.
Oh, right. So as I show you this collection, how does it make you feel?
Oh, proud.
Well, that's one way to look at it, because just looking at these fleas and ticks and lice make my skin crawl and my head itch.
But they're not even touching your skin or head, Guy Raz.
Exactly, but that feeling that my body is experiencing, well, it's a signal to my brain that I should not touch these things. It's another one of my body's first lines of defense.
Good thing, because without that feeling, you'd probably dump them out on the floor and roll around in them.
What?
Well, that might be a bit extreme. I mean, ectoparasites aren't all that cuddly in appearance.
Oh, I read all about this in the study, Mindy. Dr. Kupfer and Dr. Fessler wanted to explore these two very different responses to certain threats.
So, let me get this straight. Nausea and barfing in response to bad stuff that you might put into your body.
And itching and scratching in response to ectoparasites, those teeny tiny organisms that live and feed off your body, on your skin.
Ah, on the outside of your body. So like fleas and ticks and lice. Ectoparasites.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, I do believe you're ready for the disgustival. Please, take one of our complimentary barf bags as you enter the exhibit.
Nah, I'm good. I'll just cut my hands.
Oh, my.
I will gladly take one. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, keep in mind, everything you'll experience in this exhibit is based off of the actual scientific study that took place between Dr. Kupfer and Dr. Fessler.
I'm so excited!
And just to get you started, our barfy exhibits are off to the left there in the vomitorium. And our itchy, scratchy exhibits are off to the right in the creepatorium.
Ooh.
Enjoy yourselves. Ta-ta!
So, what do you say, Guy Raz? Barfy barfy or itchy scratchy?
Is it too late to choose neither?
Good choice. All of this gross talk is making me hungry. Oh, hey, excuse me.
Yes?
Any chance you got a food court in this place?
Certainly not. No food or drink allowed in the museum.
Actually, Mindy, maybe we should just head to the Itchy Scratchy exhibit. It was, after all, what inspired this new study.
Well, anything for science.
Anything for science.
Look at this place, Guy Raz.
It's like a creepy, disgusting, haunted house, but everything is displayed beautifully like a fine art museum.
Ooh, check this out. A trash mattress infested with bed bugs. Hey there, little buddies. And a dirty porta-potty toilet from a music festival. Good thing I wore my boots.
Mindy?
What a random collection of disgusting things.
Well, actually, Mindy, these are all the things that those two researchers used to study people's responses to both the site of the body-invading pathogens.
Pathogens. Oh, organisms like bacteria or virus that make people sick.
And also to the site of itchy, scratchy ectoparasites.
Ectoparasites. Oh, so things like mosquitoes, ticks, and head lice that live on and feed off the skin they attach themselves to.
Exactly. So for this experiment, the researchers searched the internet for the most repulsive, sickening, and revolting videos they could find.
Anything for science.
And they didn't want people to just say, ugh, that's gross.
They wanted itching and scratching and gagging and nausea.
That's right. So, for example, a slice of moldy bread just wasn't gross enough.
But something like this giant pile of dirty earwax was?
Ugh, that is vile, but so artfully displayed.
I know, right? This place is really nice.
And as the participants in the study watched these videos of ectoparasites with, like, nasty skin infections and fur covered in fleas and mosquitoes sucking blood...
All of which are artfully displayed here at the Disgustival.
So while they watched those videos and also videos of pathogens like...
Oh, like this display of raw meat swarming with maggots? Or this skin eruption? With the volcano of...
I think I'm going to be sick.
We interrupt this episode of WoW in the World for a brief bath break. Here we are. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Ooh, or how about this?
Mindy, stop! I only grabbed one barf bag.
Ugh, you should put that thing on display here. So, Guy Raz, what happened next in the experiment?
Well, after showing these disgusting videos to over 1,000 people between the U.S. and China, the researchers found that people shared a lot of the same reactions when it comes to pathogens.
So, basically, everyone got nauseous and felt like they could barf their brains out?
Exactly. And they found that they also shared the same reactions when watching videos containing ectoparasites.
So they wanted to scratch their brains out.
Well, not literally, but they did report feeling an itchy sensation as if the ectoparasites were actually crawling on their skin.
Wow. So is it safe to say that that nausea and that itchy, scratchy feeling are like our body's bodyguards when it comes to these kinds of dangers or threats?
Yeah, and developed in us humans over millions and millions of years.
Huh. So you mean we've basically evolved to have these reactions?
Exactly. Think of it as your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma telling you not to eat something or go near something.
Huh. Well, thanks, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma G-Force.
But, of course, more experiments are still needed before we can know for sure.
Ooh, more experiments? What's next?
Well, the plan is for Dr. Kupfer and Dr. Fessler to take this show on the road, internationally.
Disgustable! The world tour!
They hope to find out whether people who speak different languages and have different customs all share the same physical and emotional reactions to really, really disgusting things like pathogens and ectoparasites.
Wow!
Hello! Just wanted to check in and see if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, is there anything else to see? Like, anything real gross?
Well, now that you mention it...
I think we've seen enough, Mindy.
Guy Raz, it's just that I really thought I would get disgusted at the Disgustable, you know? And, I mean, to be honest, I haven't felt like barfing or scratching even once since we got here.
Oh, no. Really? I'm sorry we didn't meet your expectations.
It's okay.
Well, the final stop on our tour is down this slide right here, into our experiential ball pit. Be sure to take a selfie when you land for the social media stuff with the hashtags and the likes and the internet points and the...
Wait, did you say ball pit?
Well, yes, I suppose I did.
Come on, Mindy, let's go! This is great, Mindy. It's been years since I've been in one of these.
Get me out of this disgusting thing!
Wait, what?
Sweat and snot and germs and bacteria, and it smells like dirty feet in here.
Mindy, are you okay?
Okay, Roz, raw meat swarming with maggots is one thing, but this has gone too far. I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no.
Cup your hands for me!
My hands?
Here it comes.
We interrupt the ending of this episode of WoW in the World for a brief, conclusion. There we are. Thank you.
WoW in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from WoW in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to the show.
WoW in the World.
Hi, thanks for calling WoW in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hello, my name is Grant, and I live in Oak Park. My wow in the world is that two trees can share the same root system. Love your show.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is June, and I live in Traverse City, Michigan. My wow in the world is that when starfish lose an arm, they can grow another one. Say hi to Reggie and Grandma G's course for me.
Aw, isn't that nice?
Bye.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I live in Acushnet, Massachusetts, and my wow is that sharks can swim 15 miles per hour. Bye. I love your show. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis for me.
Ooh, hi there.
Hello, my name is Guy Raz. My name is Frida, and I'm from New Zealand, and my wow in the world is that giraffe's tongues are blue. Bye, my name is Guy Raz.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Nava, and I live in Baltimore. And this is my wow in the world. Did you know that there are stars brighter than the sun? Bye. Say hi to Reggie. Gamma G-Force.
Oh, hush, puppy.
Dennis.
Howdy.
And Thomas Fingerling.
Hi, Mindy and Guy. I'm Jacob from Massachusetts, and my wow in the world is bloodworms look like worms, but they have teeth. Say hello to Grandma Jeepers and Dennis for me.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Sophia, and I live in Nevada City, California. I'm 11 years old. My wow in the world is that Australia's feral cats kill over 1 million reptiles a day. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force.
Oh, snap.
And Tom Fingerling for me.
Hey, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Hannah, and I'm 10 years old. I live in Huntsville, Ontario, Canada. And my wow in the world is that giant squid have better eyes than humans because giant and colossal squid have eyes that are roughly the size of a beach ball, which helps them see objects in super dark, deep water. Isn't that definitely wow? Say hi to Reggie. Dennis.
Ahoy there.
Tom Fingerling.
What?
Grandma G-Force.
Well, humph.
And the Cat Slay Team. And dun, 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 Static Man.
End of messages.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WOW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. WOW in the World is written by Mindy Thomas and Tom Van Kalken with help from me, Guy Raz.
Our senior producer, Jed Anderson, brings our show to life with sound design and music editing and is also in charge of wrangling Dennis, Thomas Fingerling, Reggie, and many of the other silly characters you hear.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight as our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by 3-time Grammy nominees, The Pop-Ups. Find them at thepopups.com.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, Henry Moskal, and Tyler Thole.
To keep the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers. Learn more about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of our new number one New York Times best-selling book, The How and Wow of the Human Body.
Grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of our show or an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing!
WOW in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.